I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here to report on the case of People versus Kadani Hale. And I will note that an Erie County grand jury has returned a superseding indictment against Mr. Hale for the murders of Kathleen Kerrig and her four-day-old infant son, Noah Kerrig. The 30-year-old defendant was just arraigned before Supreme Court Justice Deborah Hendiges. He has been remanded, and we have a return date before Judge Hendiges of December 1st at 2 p.m. He was arraigned on the superseding indictment, which involves four charges. The first one is murder in the first degree, and that is for intentionally causing the deaths of two people as part of the same criminal transaction, that being Kathleen and Noah Kerrig. Murder in the second degree, two counts of that. Again, each one for the separate, intentionally causing the separate deaths of Katie Kerrig and Noah. And the fourth count is arson in the third degree, intentionally starting a fire and causing damage at Katie and Noah's home at 428 Norwood in the city of Buffalo. Again, this incident started with the response by the Buffalo Police Department, Buffalo Fire Department, to a 911 call regarding a smoke alarm and a fire at 428 Norwood. The evidence is going to establish that the defendant intentionally started the fire with gasoline, and that the allegations include that he murdered Katie Kerrig by strangulation prior to his starting the fire. The evidence is also going to show that the cause of death for baby Noah has been determined to be homicide. I previously said, I think it was a week ago, that the case remained under investigation. The grand jury has now completed its work, and the evidence is complete, and that's why we're here announcing these additional counts that have been returned by the grand jury. It's important that I note that Mr. Hale is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. If he is convicted of murder in the first degree, the most serious and highest count in this indictment, he will face a potential sentence of life without parole. Again, I'm going to thank the members of Buffalo Police and Buffalo Fire Departments who responded quickly in this case, as well as the Erie County Sheriff's Office and the Erie County Medical Center. I'm here with two of my most senior lawyers that are handling this case, Homicide Bureau Chief Gene Partridge and Major Crimes Assistant District Attorney Brianna Kalman. I have nothing further, but I'm happy to take any questions if you have any.
Mr. Attorney, what does it mean for your office to, you know, finally be able to put a charge on Mr. Hale in regard to the death of Noah Kerrig?
Well, it's significant. Obviously, this is a horrific tragedy for this family. It's important that they have at least some answers at this stage of the criminal proceeding as to what occurred here. We've shared, we've had a lot of private conversations with them, and you know, of course, they're in significant grief. But it's important for us to have been able to bring this to a conclusion at this stage.
Do you have any more on the cause of death for Noah? Was that also done before the fire? Was that done before Kathleen?
So I think, out of respect for the family, quite frankly, I'm gonna not share any more details about that. It's a, it's clear. The evidence is going to show, and the proof is going to show that the cause of death is homicide for both Katie and Noah. To go beyond that at this point, I think would just probably unnecessarily add to the pain of this family.
Were there any prior domestic violence calls to this house or to Mr.
Kadani? So that's the kind of question that I can't answer for the various ethical rules that I'm guided by in New York State when I speak to the media. So
I can't answer that question.
Can you, as far as, you know, just logistics-wise, the multiple counts of first-degree murder and second-degree murder, can you explain how those, how that works, and can you be charged for two counts of murder for the same person?
Yes. Murder in the first degree, in the indictment, I know, is has been made publicly available. The murder in the first degree involves the intentional, involves intentionally causing the death of two people as part of the same criminal transaction. So that's so because two people were killed in the same incident, essentially the same criminal transaction, that's the murder in the first. The murder in the second counts are for the two individuals, of course. I know it might sound a little redundant, but obviously the murder in the first count requires us to prove that he intentionally killed both people. And then the two separate counts are, of course, for Katie and Noah.
And your office is alleging, again, Mr. Attorney, if you could kind of clarify for us, that the fire was started after Kathleen Carrig was murdered, after she was strangled.
Yes, correct.
Talk to us a little bit about the timeline of this. I mean, we had the original indictment last week. Here we are today. Can you kind of talk about the way in which this all unfolded?
Sure. So obviously I can't discuss, you know, what specifically we presented to the grand jury. But what I can tell you is that, you know, and I think I said this last week, that, you know, Mr. Hale was at Erie County Medical Center. We had made, you know, significant progress in a very short period of time, and were able to report the charges with respect to Katie. You know, sometimes what happens in these cases, you know, a week ago Thursday, we reported that out. So within 5 days of the homicides, we were able to file the charge with respect to Katie and make sure that he didn't walk out of the hospital a free man. So we filed those charges and moved forward. Sometimes what happens in these cases, I think this is probably the best way to answer it. You know, when we're presenting cases and we have evidence and we have witnesses, you know, they're not all available. You know, we're dealing with human beings, and you know, when I talked to the public, to the media a week ago, we were very clear as to what the evidence is going to show. It's no different today than it was at that time, but we don't always have our witnesses available when we want them.
What were you able to get in those 5 days that was made you confident in this superseding indictment and, you know, bringing on more charges than you were able to bring last week?
We were able to present the rest of the evidence, and the grand jury returned the additional charges. You know, beyond that, I can't be any more specific.
Was Baby Noah killed before the fire or because of the fire?
You know, that's the, I think I answered that previously. I understand the question. You know, I think, quite frankly, the proof is going to establish that this was an intentional homicide with respect to Noah, just as it was with respect to Katie. And as I indicated, out of respect for the family, I'm not going to get into any more detail on it.
Given, again, where we're at right now with this, do you expect it to be a pretty quick, you know, case? I know it seems like sometimes, you know, the proceedings maybe take a little longer depending on how the case is going. Like, do you expect it to go pretty fast?
You know, that's really up to the court. You know, every court's a little different. Every judge has a different number of cases that they're handling. This particular judge, I know, has a very full calendar. You know, it's hard for me to predict how long it'll take, but I'm sure it's going to take several months before we, you know, get to any, you know, we have to go through pretrial motions and potentially hearings and, you know, the exchange of discovery and then, you know, eventually a trial date. So it's hard to predict, but you know, this particular judge has a busy calendar.
Two questions for you. So the previous indictment against Mr. Hale, so that's dismissed now, right? And this is in place of it?
Well, it's not dismissed. It's superseded.
It was dismissed by the court after the superseding indictment.
Yeah. I mean, it's superseded. I guess technically it's dismissed. So this indictment carries with it the same original charge, the murder in the second degree, with respect to Katie, and then the additional three charges that I described. So yes, this is the indictment.
And just any message to the community, you know, as you know, the story, you know, continues to circulate.
You know, this is a you know, another horrible case involving a child, a baby, 4 days old, and a brand new mom. We have 18 victim witness advocates that work in our office. We have Domestic Violence Bureau, and we have great relationships with our partners that get involved with these kinds of situations. The Family Justice Center is one. They actually have an event tonight, and this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And anybody that has any sort of concerns with respect to domestic violence issues should reach out to our office, reach out to our partners at Domestic Violence or Haven House. We want to get involved and help and be proactive to try to prevent violence in intimate partner relationships. Anybody else?
Separate topic.
Let's do that off camera. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.